USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House panel is recommending that Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress. The committee vote fell along party lines at 24 to 15, and Democrats have been demanding more documents from Barr and Rose over a growing dispute over a planned citizenship question on the 2020 census. Regarding that question, though, President Trump spoke at the White House and says,
I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon. I think when a census goes out, you should find out whether or not, and you have the right to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen of the United States. Okay.
Stanford's former sailing coach is the first to be sentenced in the massive college admission scandal. The coach admitted to taking more than $600,000 in bribes to get students into college programs. The coach was sentenced to a symbolic day in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Inflation at the consumer level rose just slightly in May. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
U.S. consumer prices increasing a slight 0.1% last month as inflation was tempered by lower costs for gasoline, electricity, and used vehicles. The Labor Department reporting the consumer price index rose 1.8% over the past year. Inflation has been consistently muted, slightly below or near the Federal Reserve's target, even though the economy is poised in July to set a record for the longest expansion in U.S. history.
Denver police are exploring a program that would have as many as a fifth of the 911 calls handled by trained civilians. Right now, most 911 calls result in a police officer showing up, and the idea behind the proposal is to free up officers from having to respond to calls that could be better handled by a medic or mental health professional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The U.S. women's soccer team routed Thailand 13-0 in Tuesday's World Cup opener. And while there's plenty of highlights to go around for a lot of the ladies, there's also some backlash arguing that the Americans throttled the lesser opponent and the celebrations after each goal were either unnecessary or unsportsmanlike. U.S. women's coach Jill Ellis, though, says every goal is important.
This is a world championship, so every team that's here has been fantastic to get to this point. And I think that to be respectful to opponents is to play hard against opponents. And it is, as Alex sort of said, it's a tournament where goal differential is a criteria.
And star forward Alexis Morgan's take on if the U.S. ran up the score?
We have to look at, you know, the group stage as every goal counts. And it was important for us to continue to go. But I think for these 24 teams, it's a great opportunity for women to showcase what they've worked their entire life towards.
On Twitter, former U.S. national men's team member Taylor Twillman says he didn't have a problem with the score, but the celebrations are what left a sour taste in his mouth. Coming up on Sunday, the U.S. will face Chile in a match at noon Eastern time. And actually, Chile is rated less and lower than Thailand, so this game could also get very interesting for the U.S., and we could have the same situation here. Please remember, you can always follow us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.